So I'll just conclude. So I've made an attempt to try to offer some kind of general introduction to Mahayana Buddhism. I said something about how I understand its nature to be something concerning the imagination. It's a dimension of the imagination, we could say, an expanded dimension of the imagination, a higher dimension or a larger dimension. But besides that, it's also it has been and continues to be a historical phenomenon, or a set of historical phenomena. And I try to identify what I see to be some distinctive features of Mahayana Buddhism, which I will build on in future talks. So I've talked about a distinctive literature, a literature of the fantastic. I've talked about the shift from the Buddha being a historical person to being a trans-historical presence or being who can intervene in the affairs of ordinary people. I've talked about the distinctive conception of the Buddhist life, the Bodhisattva ideal that emerged within Mahayana Buddhism. And I've also spoken a little bit about how the path to the Buddhist goal is conceived of in different Mahayana traditions. Then I noted briefly some Mahayana Buddhist philosophical ideas. I talked a little bit about the emphasis on mind only, or the priority of the mind, I should say, in Yogacara Buddhism. And I also mentioned Majjhimaka, the middle school, which, just to flag up for future, emphasised the idea of shunyata, or emptiness. And we'll be returning to this idea in a couple of weeks. Finally, I talked about some of the distinctive practices of Mahayana Buddhism, including Buddha cults, including the practice of koans. Another one that I could just briefly mention is sutra worship, that is the worship of texts. And this has been a very important theme in a number of Buddhist traditions throughout the millennia. A very obvious example might be the Japanese Buddhist traditions associated with the monk Nichiren, which emphasizes or devotion to the Lotus Sutra, which I mentioned at the beginning. So Mahayana Buddhism is an umbrella term that encompasses a vast array of material, both historical and imaginative. There are some common features which I've tried to draw some attention to, but there's also a great deal of diversity, and hopefully we'll be looking at some more of that diversity as the weeks progress.